Methard's allegations that fellow agent Jay Smith illegally sold guns to the Attorney General and several other law enforcement officers surfaced in May of this year, but an investigation by the Federal Department of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms was inconclusive and is now closed. Bethards was first put on administrative leave and then fired for allegedly lying about Smith's gun sales. But now an investigation by the Equal Rights Division of the Department of Workforce Development is sending the case to an administrative judge to determine if the DOJ illegally fired Bethards in retaliation for his accusations. Bethard says that gives him a chance to prove he didn't lie.
It'll actually go in front of an independent third-party fact finder who will have the opportunity to hear the story from both sides and then make that decision.
Documents in the case include a DOJ letter that says Bethards lied about a fellow agent owning a stolen military machine gun. The letter also says Bethards violated department rules by going public with information about an internal investigation. Bethard says his firing has ruined his chance for another job in law enforcement and denied him access to unemployment benefits.
I don't know that I would recommend that you be a whistleblower. The system's not really designed for you to win, especially when you pick a fight with the biggest guy on the block. You know, I mean, the Attorney General is the top cop of the state of Wisconsin.
The Department of Justice has declined comment on the case until after a hearing is held. The Equal Rights Division of the DWD hasn't said how soon that might be. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.